with Adelaide and South Australia. These are today's headlines from The Advertiser. A high-profile independent candidate caught up in a dual citizenship debacle is seeking urgent advice from lawyers in her fight to contest the state's most marginal federal seat. Jo Dyer, who's in a three-way battle for Boothby, is still waiting for the British Home Office to rescind her UK citizenship before next month's election. Professor George Williams, a constitutional law expert from the University of New South Wales, said it could mean the end of her campaign. Under the Australian Constitution, any candidate who's a citizen or subject of a foreign power is disqualified from being elected as a member of federal parliament. And to read more, you can with a subscription at advertiser.com.au or download the app. The Advertiser understands a police squad has raided the offices of Sanjeev Gupta's GFG Alliance as part of a probe into alleged fraud, also involving its failed financier, Greensill Capital. The UK's Serious Fraud Office has raided sites across the GFG Group's operations in England, Wales and Scotland seeking documents. It comes after the SFO last year launched an investigation into alleged fraud and money laundering by GFG. Greensill was the major financier of Mr. Gupta's global industrial business that employs tens of thousands of people and collapsed in March last year. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Winter?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Some private schools have hiked their fees by up to 18% over the past 6 years. An Advertiser analysis of the Year 12 fees at 20 prominent independent and Catholic schools found the average fee hike was 12% since 2016. At the top of the scale were 18% fee increases for parents with students at Wilderness School and Walford Anglican School for girls. Meanwhile, Sacred Heart College had the smallest increase, raising fees by less than 1% in 6 years. And to sport, the AFL's been urged to immediately review its concussion return to play model as the league investigates damaging allegations against AFL concussion advisor Paul McCrory. Sydney defender Paddy McMartin is the latest concussed player in the spotlight, allowed to return to the game after sitting out only a week despite two heavy knocks in the win against Hawthorn. AFL concussion campaigner Peter Jess said the allegations into McCrory's conduct meant the league could no longer state its 12-day protocols were based on cutting-edge science. That's your headlines. For breaking news and updates throughout the day, take out a subscription at advertiser.com.au and we'll be back tomorrow with another update.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.